broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for June 7th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. And we're convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers are absolutely brilliant. And one of the grand solutions, one of the great keys to restore the republic. Ladies and gentlemen, we can make America great again. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A quick recap of yesterday's broadcast brought to you in part by your scientifically backed vigor test. What's vigor, you say? Well, it's just more energy. It's the ability to handle multiple tasks. It's just, vitality, whatever you want to call it. Vigor, vitality, right? All right. Well, if you want to increase your vigor, then you got to take a test and kind of find out where you are, right? Then with Natural Health and Healing Solutions, you can improve that number. Take the test again, and the results will startle you. I've done it and recommend you do it as well. It's free to take the test. Inexpensive Natural Health and Healing Solutions. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, 801-669-2211. Yesterday's recap starts now at libertyroundtable.com. We talked about education expert William Janes, J-E-Y-N-E-S, Janes. He says removing the Bible and prayer from, he says public schools, but I would say government schools, has created a massive decline. Penny Starr wrote the article for CNSnews.com, incredible article. So we need to realize that these actions do have consequences, said Janes. When we remove that moral fiber, that moral emphasis, this is what can result. And there's a big chart comparing. They used to complain about chewing gum and walking or running in the halls. Now it's rape and pillage and plunder and drugs and who knows what. The United States, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, this is a point of fact. Where's the mainstream press? They've been peddling fake news forever. The United States Supreme Court has never ruled that prayer or religious messages are completely banned during public school graduation ceremonies. A critical reality check, ladies and gentlemen. That was hour one. We talked a lot about education, about prayer in schools, and most importantly, we talked about solutions. Solutions, ladies and gentlemen, start with reality. You know, things as they really are. And reality is, since we've jettisoned religion or turned our back on religious principles, the Ten Commandments, prayer, right, and the Bible, you know what? Our societal morals have fallen. The troubles are evident and beyond debate. All right, second hour, we had our guest on, Mr. Patrick Simmons, National Right to Work Legal Defense Foundation. Righttowork.org is their website. Donate and get involved today in their solutions. We had a breaking news piece from those folks. Janice Case Supreme Court filing. It's a big battle over your right to work and be free and not be forced, represented by unions. Great work by righttowork.org. Where's Donald Trump to chip in the tweets and the Congress to stand up? Where's Rand Paul and Mike Lee and Ted Cruz on the Senate side and who knows who in the House to carry out the stand up for the right to work, huh? They could really turn this into a national news story, but it takes Liberty Roundtable Live in conjunction with righttowork.com to even let you know about it. We also talked about Skyler Barbeau. We talked about his trial update from our friends over at readoutnews.com. They're doing a great job over there. And they said the good news, folks, is that so far the pick in the trial has been fair. The judge seems to be fair. They've thrown out jurors on both sides that may not be favorable or friendly or kind or fair. And so far we have tentative hopes in this case. Skylar's been wrongfully treated and abused big time, folks. It's all over the idea that he supposedly had an illegal gun or something like that, but yet he just had a bunch of parts. And well, the parts in and of themselves aren't even illegal to have. And, you know, it gets very strange. If you put the parts together on the rifle, the barrel's too short and it's illegal. But if the same barrel was on a pistol, it would be legal. It's just weird. Government, blah, 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 violating our Second Amendment rights, folks. And so Skylar's in trouble. And the question becomes, really, are they provoking him and creating him into a domestic terrorist? Or is he really a patriot? And I submit the patriot's reality and the terrorist stuff is, well, they even called our friends terrorists who tried to light a fire to save property. Remember those guys? Yeah, that's where this whole battle really started, with a lot of the Ammon Bundy and crew patriots standing up for who, Kurt? You remember who? I think people might have forgotten Hammonds. Their names. Good work. Dwight and Stephen Hammond. And it's really important that we don't forget this. And so, you know, you got all kinds of people falsely called terrorists by our government now, Kurt. In fact, professors in universities are now just saying the fact of being white, kind of a state of being, you know, a white person, the fact of being, you're white, you know, that alone makes you a terrorist, they're even claiming. Anyway, our prayers are with Skylar Barbeau. Our prayers are with Readout News and others that are following this case. We don't have the resources on the ground to go follow everything, so we're, you know, partnering with people to do so. They're doing a tremendous job, and we pray for them and hope everything goes well on that. All right, we also talked about this weird lady. Her name is supposedly Reality. Now, I don't know if they pronounce it Lee or Lay, L-E-I-G-H. I don't know if it's Lie. Or, you know, if you do the laugh thing, you know, G-H at the end, then it meant life. I don't know. Anyway, she's supposedly an intelligence contractor. She got arrested for leaking information. They say nearly 50,000 plus people are now urging Donald Trump to probe the Seth Rich murder. Will Sean Hannity stand up for Seth Rich? Will Sean get shut down by fake Fox? All right. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on those balls for you. We also talked about this new hotel chain that the Trumps are putting together. It's called American Idea. And they call it a 3-star hotel chain with a patriotic flair. The chain will make its debut in little-known towns in Mississippi. We also talked about a farmer facing $2.8 million fine after plowing his own field. Imagine that. This is an example. You know, Skylar's case is important. Ammon Bundy's case is important. So is this poor farmer's case. So is the case for Sam Gerard. You don't know about that case? That's because you're not going to the Give Me or going to thefreedomcoalition.com website. Go there, learn about it. We're doing our very best for innocence in prison everywhere. Thefreedomcoalition.com. We wrapped up by talking about the national debt clock, thanks to the Donald. The national debt clock is running backwards. Now, I know it needs to run backwards faster. I get it. But I also got to give credit where credit's due. We're famous for that. Most folks don't do so. We try to bring people together and give credit where credit's due. When something's right, we say that it's right. Don't care who's promoting it. You know what? Right's right, wrong's wrong. It always has been and always will be, right? Some would say wrong, but I still say that's correct. We need to stand for what is right. We need to reject what is wrong. And it's principle-based, not people-based. And we're not here to be angry towards anybody or point the finger negatively at anybody. We're here to stand for the principles. We teach to the ideal and live in the real. We work hard to make a difference in America, folks. The new media is taking center stage. And boy, do we need your financial support and support to tell all your friends about the award-winning LibertyRoundtable.com broadcast. Live and on demand at your fingertips. LibertyRoundtable.com. Show notes and the whole bit. If you're super busy one day, just read the show notes because you'll get caught up on news tidbits like you can't believe. Or if you have time, listen to the show. Or if you get behind, you know what? The archives are there so you can catch up. It's all at your fingertips free, but we could use all the support we can get. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate, would you please, today. Now, In addition to all that, LibertyNewsRadio.com for some of the most award-winning talk show hosts on the planet. We're putting together a network of people partnering with other networks, too. Leading Edge Radio Network doing a phenomenal job and have joined the team, so we commend them and are grateful for their friendship and partnership. And, man, we're doing good things, folks. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being part of what we're doing. Thanks for making a difference. Please go to thefreedomcoalition.com. That is thefreedomcoalition.com. And learn what we're doing there. It's phenomenal. A lot of people don't even know what we're doing. It's amazing. How do you get out the word? We need your help. LibertyRoundtable.com. Sam and Kurt, that's a wrap of yesterday's archived broadcast. News the networks refuse to use starts in mere seconds on your radio.
When a beer commercial, everyone's happy and they're jumping around in or whatever.
The thing is they not only have appealing activities, they have appealing people on there too. You know, you see beer commercials and it's done with natural water and it's cold brewed or heat pasteurized and all that kind of stuff. They make it sound more like a health food almost, but they never show the hangovers or alcoholism or anything like that.
And then in reality, you're happy and then you're vomiting in the bathroom. And then you're waking up sick the next morning with a really bad headache.
Any person that says that beer is merely for recreational use is stupid because it's a form of alcohol.
They just want your money. It's the people that sell the product that are getting the most out of it, not the people that use it.
That's exactly what they're doing. They're all sell our beer and it doesn't matter what it takes, just sell it.
No, they're not honest messages. They don't show the flip side of it, the results of alcohol.
A public service message from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this vigor stuff about? Well, vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called vigor. Would you like to improve your vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing. And before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211. And take your free vigor test today. And you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again. And, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free vigor score test today.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, back with you live. Sam and Kurt, news that networks refuse to use, always on your radio. By the way, GiveMeLibertyFund.com is one of the sponsors of this broadcast. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Tell all your friends. Get involved with the solutions today. Create a win-win-win situation for patriots, would you please? GiveMeLibertyFund.com. All right, Kurt Cosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast. And he's, of course, back in studio. Love it. Hello, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome, my friend. I got a smattering of headlines, so stay close. I want to get your take on all these. First one, Attorney General Jeff Sessions offered to resign. The president turned down the offer. Now, there's a big battle between Jeff and the president. Jeff and Don are at a big old battle, the Donald and Jeff. And they're battling over things. Jeff resigned from the Russia investigation or said, hey, I'm going to recuse myself or whatever. And said, I'm not going to be part of that. And Donald says, you know what? You're out of control. That's a sign of weakness. Come on, stand with me. And Jeff's like, you know what? I need to do my job. And Donald's then getting in Jeff's face. And Jeff's saying, leave me alone. I got to do my job. And so anyway, behind the scenes, it's a big old battle. And Jeff said, I'm going to resign. And Donald said, no, you're not. First off, your take on the Jerry Springer White House, Kurt.
Well, at least when you compare it to the White Houses of old with Monica and Bill and, you know, stuff like that,
Hey, why don't you just lay off? At least in my opinion, it's a breath of fresh air. I have fond memories of that.
I'm just like, wow, you know. Now, you know, I long for the days of the... I don't know if we even had the George Washington White House, because I don't think we had the White House then. But, the leaders like that are,
I think it was called Valley Forge back then, my friend.
Yeah, good point. But all I can say is, certainly could be worse. We could be thinking about Hillary in there. And,
oh, boy. Now, I will say, though, that it's interesting that fight between Jeff Sessions and Donald Trump. But, Kurt, I submit to you that that battle strikes at the very heart of the reality check we've got to kind of drill into here, which is draining the swamp. No offense, but Jeff Sessions is a career politician, Kurt. And when you put somebody like a Jeff Sessions as your attorney general, and then you kind of wonder why it doesn't go well or why you can't make progress on, on these things. No offense, but I think you should have let Jeff Sessions go. And this is more proof that Donald is not draining the swamp. Why don't you get rid of Jeff and put somebody as your attorney general who will drain the swamp? I'd put Tom Woods as your attorney general, Harvard graduate, well-known constitutionalist. Put somebody like that as your attorney general, Kurt.
Certainly would be, and Jefferson, at least in my opinion, Jefferson Sessions, which is his full name, Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, from what I've read about him and heard about him, I think he's a breath of fresh air, but I kind of think maybe it'd be better if we kept him in the Senate, although, now that you've got maybe Judge Roy Moore hopefully going to take his spot there.
What if you have Judge Roy Moore become the Attorney General? Now that'd get something done.
Oh, yeah.
So here's what I'm saying, though. I'm not against Jeff, and I think he's better in some cases than many. But he's been a career politician. And again, if you're, you got to understand that it's hard to understand, what ties people have and what happens. But you got the Donald and Jeff at odds. Who's in the right here? Who's standing for liberty here? And my experience says at least Donald's not a career politician. At least Donald's fresh to the table for discussions. And Donald said a lot more that I like than Jeff Sessions ever has, Kurt. What about your thoughts?
Well, I guess the one thing I would say is I think we got a lot more coverage of what Donald's had to say than we ever have of Jeff Sessions.
We've been reaching out to Jeff for 25 years, offering him to tell us what he thinks and feels and believes and everything else. So it's not like we haven't made these overtures, and it's not like we haven't given him a venue.
Oh, okay. I just didn't remember all
now,
that.
Now, we gave Jeff Sessions a venue, of course, stunning silence, just like we have Rand Paul and many others. Now, we gave Donald Trump a venue, and he actually sent both of his sons to come on the broadcast to make the point.
Yeah, I just didn't remember any real overtures, from us to Sessions earlier.
Well, you
earlier,
can call him again if
but,
you like. I've called him several times.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's what I'm saying.
Isn't he from Alabama?
You know more about it. Yes.
Yeah, because Alabama has one of the best state constitutions in the country. I don't know if you know that. And so I've kept a finger on the pulse of the Alabama senators and Alabama reps for quite a while and stuff like that. And I remember we had that state rep from Alabama jump on the radio with us in the past, too. But nevertheless, all I'm telling you is we've tried. And, Jeff and Rand Paul and all those guys, they don't even seem to have any time for us at all.
The Freedom Index shows Jefferson Sessions at a 72.
Yeah, he gets a C, minus.
It's not, of course, Rand Paul or Mike Lee, but...
That's right. Man, but, I'm not really against Sessions. All I'm telling you is if Sessions, said I'll resign, I'd take the chance to let him resign and put somebody else better in there. A Tom Woods.
Wow.
Just imagine a Tom Woods there. Just imagine a, what's our buddy from Alabama name?
Roy Moore.
Yeah, put that guy there, see? Or a Tom Woods or there's a bunch of people I could name, Kurt.
Yep.
But anyway, so Donald failed to drain the swamp, in my humble opinion, and he, battling with Jeff, but yet, offered to resign, and, the president turned down the offer. Now, the next headline says... America's top career diplomat in China, a guy's name is David Rank, he is stepping down because he refuses to implement Donald Trump's policies with climate change, if you will. David Rank. Now, I don't know much about this guy, but again, I'm for a career politician. Bye. See ya. Just get rid of Jeff and get rid of Dave Rankin. You know what? You got rid of two career politicians in one boom. You're done.
I wonder who outranks David Rankin.
Nobody. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. They call him the top diplomat. He's been around forever, Curtin. This is what I mean. No offense to Jeff Sessions. Maybe he's a good guy, but the last thing we need is these career forevers there.
Yep.
Because, look, even if they might be the good guys, you can't stay in the swamp forever if you're well-known and liked. Ron Paul was in the swamp for a long time, but you know what? He was never liked. He was almost an island unto himself. He did a lot of good. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. But I'm telling you, his whole phrase was Dr. No. Or, you know what, mm-hmm. I don't belong in Washington kind of a thing. Jeff yep. Sessions has never had that said about him.
On this David Rank guy, if you really wanted to do some detailed reporting, I bet you just watch this. Here are the headlines that I see about him. Top American diplomat in China resigns over Trump's Paris Climate Agreement pullout. Sources acting U.S. That's the first one's NBC News. Here's a CNN headline. Sources acting U.S. ambassador to China quit over Trump climate decision. Salon says Trump's acting ambassador to China quits over Paris decision. But I'll bet, at least to me, the real news would be watch what he does after he quits. And if he doesn't get...
Point.
If he doesn't get some big, soft, basically cushy job at some, big foundation that's pushing this kind of stuff like Al Gore and Hillary
point.
Or whatever.
Yeah, he'll end up
I'll
being
be
the
surprised.
climate change czar or something somewhere yeah. for some mm-hmm. corporate whatever.
Or at the UN
right.
or
the
something.
The revolving door is something to watch, and Kurt's spot on. But whether it's Jeff Sessions or whether it's David Ranker, I'm just saying, look, put both of them out. You'll watch the revolving door protect both of them, I guarantee it. And one's supposedly the good guy, one's a top career politician. But look, both of them have been in Washington forever. And so, look, we need to drain the swamp. Now, Donald's tweeting still, folks. And people are still attacking the Donald, saying we got to stop that tweeting, man. You just can't let the Donald just go, happy finger on us.
Hmm.
Trump, quote, sorry, folks, but I'll keep tweeting. And I say good for the Donald. Boy. Let him tweet. Why not? Mm-hmm. What are you afraid of?
It's called freedom of speech.
Oh,
and
really?
America's supposed to have that. It's so amazing, in my opinion. I want to see the first representative or senator that brings a bill that says the Restoration of Freedom of Speech Act,
Amen to that. Now, here's what I find fascinating. Yeah. The mainstream press says we can't let Donald even out of our sight, right?
Yeah.
And we've got to even know when he's in the shower.
Supervision.
We've got to have super, reporting on the Donald. But if Donald wants to report himself and tell you what he thinks and feels and believes, Oh no. Gotta stop that.
Yeah.
Donald says, no thanks, I'll keep tweeting. Good for you, Donald. Keep it up, my friend. And you might want to surround yourself with a few media friendlies for a change, because we've got to drain the swamp, my friend, or you're done. And we don't want that. We want you to succeed. I got a little tidbit for Donald on what one of the problems may be in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders has filed his latest Senate finance disclosure form. You may remember he spent a lot of last year telling us how terrible it was to be in that rich 1%. His message, as seen as socialism and wealth redistribution, was very popular among millennials. But it turns out, if you look at what he said, Bernie Sanders is himself pretty rich. He's in that 1%. A lot of people are making quick political hay over Senator Sanders' announcement. Should be exciting in Washington today and tomorrow. A lot of testimony that could go down in history. President Trump says he will not be invoking executive privilege to keep former FBI Director Comey from testifying. A deputy press secretary said, quote, the president's power to assert executive privilege is very well established. However, in order to facilitate a swift and thorough examination of facts, sought by the Senate Intelligence Committee, the president will not assert executive privilege regarding James Comey's scheduled testimony. Had President Trump intervened, it would have inflamed Democrats in the House and the Senate. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
Audio Compass is the perfect software solution for remote broadcasting. Consider Audio Compass for sporting events, talk show hosts, sound bites from the field, and more. Allow Audio Compass to transfer low delay, crystal clear audio over the internet. AudioCompass.com.
There is a place you can go to get up to speed quickly on all the stories that matter to freedom-loving people. GovernAmerica.com features news and commentary about Agenda 21, technocracy, the economy, border violence, and more. Go to GovernAmerica.com. That's GovernAmerica.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, so Donald's going to keep tweeting. The mainstream press just absolutely, they don't know what to do with themselves about this. I think it's delightful. Keep it up, Donald. And what you ought to do really is surround yourself with some good, honest, friendly media folks. Look, we don't take your side on everything, Donald, because you're not perfect. But we do our best to be fair as we can be. And when Jeff Sessions offered to resign, my friend, you should have said, absolutely, bye, Jeff. Don't let the door hit you in the derriere on the way out. We're draining the swamp, buddy, and when you've just proven you're part of the swamp, get out. America's top career diplomat for China, guy's name is David Ranker, resigned. He said he won't go along with the Donald's policies. This is what I mean. Let's put so many policies in place that everybody that's an inside government bureaucrat, you know, part of the swamp critters, that they all want to resign and leave. That's what I say. But Trump's going to keep tweeting. He says, sorry, folks, I'm going to keep tweeting. Good for you. Now, I got an idea why we might have some leaks, though, Kurt. You know, one of the big sad things for the Donald is the insiders have been betraying him, stabbing in the back at every turn. And that's why I say you got to drain the swamp faster, Donald. You've got to. I mean, your very existence and stability as a president may depend on it. Well, I figured out one of the reasons that we may have a problem, Kurt. Did you know that there are 4.3 million people that have security clearances, Kurt? Did you know that?
That's a problem, if you ask me.
Amen. And now you wonder, would it be hard to find the leaks with 4.3 million people with, you know, clearances they probably, most of them ought to not have? Maybe it'd be hard to find them leakers that way.
You know, there's an update on that whole what's her name? The lady that basically...
Kurt, just get into reality, my friend, and you'll know who that is.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Isn't that weird as all get out? I mean, you got this goofy spy stuff going on. It's like, hey, man, just talk to reality. She'll set you straight.
And, yeah, Chelsea Schilling over at WorldNet Daily, the headline reads, High Resistance NSA Leaker, a Fierce Trump Hater. And I guess the subheadline said, that she had offered to eat the original Constitution if she could have four more years of President Obama. Right. I'm just whatever. Like, wow, that's
so you
that's
don't have 4.3 million now, Kurt. You have, you know, 4.299 nine.
Yeah,
because right?
She's in custody or whatever.
Yeah, but all I'm telling you is think about that. You've got people in Trump's administration 4 or 5 months after he took office. I don't know how long it is now, how many days, but all I'm telling you is, and you've got literal Trump haters with top security clearance stuff, Kurt, leaking documents. Look, if you're going to drain the swamp, the first thing you do is you say, look, we're going to literally go through those 4.3 million clearances and get rid of probably what? 3/4 of them or something for starters? I'm just saying, no wonder you've got leaks you can't handle. You've got a whole 8-year administration from Barack Hussein Obama who has intentionally done everything that he can to put the enemies in place, Kurt. And now you got Barack moving back to Washington to go ahead and direct the troops from the outside even. You know, just imagine Barry Sitaro with a 4 point how many ever million thugs with all top security clearances in the middle of things. You'll never, ever, ever, ever drain the swamp. You'll never be able to get anything done. Mm-hmm. Kurt?
Well, you got a great point.
So,
there,
Donald, if you're listening to me, my friend, I'm telling you right now, you need to revoke a significant number of those top security clearances. And if you think you don't have authority, let me explain something to you. You are the commander in chief, my friend. And that means that you need to keep America safe from enemies, foreign and domestic. And I am your friend. I know they tell you that I'm a domestic threat. Just shut the Southern Poverty Law Center down because they lie. Anyway, and what you got to do is you got to say this is a national emergency. We cannot have 4.3 million people that hate me with top security clearances, or who knows how many out of that 4.3 million. Therefore, we're revoking all but the must-haves security clearances and see how many are left. And then we'll talk about it and work in the ranks there. But in the meantime, most of these security clearances are flat out gone. What does some 25-year-old chick need a security clearance for in the first place, Kurt?
They tell you more about her in the World of Daily
Pieces. I just want to know why she needs a security clearance.
Well, I agree. But
did they tell you why?
Says she was raised in Kingsville, Texas. I thought, man, that's kind of weird. She's an Air Force veteran who served on active duty. And it tells you the dates between 2010
and 2016. Yeah, but does it tell me why she has a top security clearance and what she even does for the Donald to justify such?
Well, not for the Donald, but I'm just telling you, it says, as a cryptologic language analyst, do you know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay, with a top secret security clearance.
That means she knows multiple languages. And an analyst
but what's
interprets data.
Cryptologic?
Well, crypto means encryption of some kind or decrypting things or, you know, dealing with, you know, algorithms that make things secure and or not, see? So you got this, quote, security expert in languages that betrayed the Donald.
Yeah,
and how many more in the 4.3 million are there of those?
Last stationed at Fort Meade in Maryland, where she served as senior air man, and she's a woman, rank of E4. Winner is this lady's name is Winner, by the way. Is fluent in the
languages. Her last name is Winner.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's Winner or Winner. But I know what you're saying.
Yeah. fluent in the languages of Afghanistan, including Pashto, Farsi, and Dari. So
yeah.
I don't know why that qualifies her to be you know, somebody who has all that clearance. It says she is also apparently a supporter of failed presidential candidate Bernie Sanders and various liberal causes.
If you literally know this person's of liberal causes, back in the Bernie, one of the most extreme communists on the planet you've ever seen, you're going to keep that guy or that gal with a top security clearance in your administration, giving her access to linguistic, you know, secure systems relating to the people that you say are terrorists? And then you wonder when it goes all wrong, how'd that happen? She's from Texas. Okay, you're nuts. Okay, so someone's not helping the Donald here. Donald, in all fairness, he can't keep track of all 4.3 million people himself, but he's got betrayers around him in every turn, Kurt.
Yep, good point.
And I just don't understand. What do you got to do about this? What on earth?
You at least first make sure that, hey, no more checks go out to these kind of folks, you know. I mean, you just tell them, look, you know, you're welcome to, you know, retire if you want.
Why don't you go work for Bernie?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you go work for Bernie Sanders if you love that guy so much? But you're certainly not a friend of the Donald Trump administration or a friend of the Constitution. You're ready to destroy the Constitution for your own political gain. She wants 4 more years of her best friend Barry in office, and she'll eat the Constitution for that. Look, she doesn't have any fidelity to what she swore to as a military vet, what she swore to with her top security clearances at all. She's betrayed that publicly, Kurt, on multiple occasions. Get rid of her. And I'm glad they did.
I guess she called Trump an orange fascist and the most dangerous person in America.
When did she do that? Before she was leaking the documents betraying us?
This is on Twitter.
How does she have Twitter? She's in jail.
I guess it was before, you know. Says she blasted the president for silencing the Environmental Protection Agency. She called the president a soulless ginger organtuan. Wait. Orangutan. Sorry about that. That was a
hold
Facebook
on a minute. So she's
post.
Racist. She called the Donald a monkey. What if she would have called? What if somebody else called Barack a monkey? Would that be cool? So you can't call the president a monkey, can you? I mean, I guess you can. You got freedom of speech,
argued,
but you're going to give that person top security clearance?
That doesn't work for us. Argued that climate change is a more pressing issue than health care, since not poisoning an entire population seems to be more in line with health care and not the disease care system that people voted for a soulless ginger orangutan to fix. She doesn't want kids because she worries enough about the impact of climate change on my cats. Perhaps they say in the World Net Daily piece about the
because it's cool
lady.
For cats to breathe in carbon dioxide or whatever and breathe out, you know, breathe out oxygen or breathe in oxygen and out CO2, right? It's fine for a cat to do that, but not a humanoid, right, Kurt?
She says, yeah, it says she's most disturbing of all. In a hypothetical war between the U.S. and Iran, Winter said she would stand with Iran. This is the kind of people we've got taking care of our national security.
And they're too busy telling you that Sam Bushman is a racist and a domestic threat because he believes in the supreme law of the land, Kurt. This is what I'm talking about. And you got too many swamp critters around the Donald protecting these people and keeping them in office. I don't understand how she lasted more than 5 minutes after Donald got elected. But see, so in all fairness to Donald, he can't get anything done because the swamp critters have just got him up to the neck. And he ain't draining the swamp fast enough. And as soon as you get rid of, you know, David, what's his name? David Rank. Mm-hmm. And you let Jeff Sessions go and you let this reality chick go and you just start getting rid of the significant portion of those 4.3 million people with top security clearances. Until you get that done, the leaks will not even begin to even slow down.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's LibertyNewsRadio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kim Painter writes for USA Today, ladies and gentlemen. And she writes, her headline, "Even moderate drinking is bad for the brain." Kim Painter, USA Today. Kurt, you want to respond to this? They've been telling you, the government and the, you know, U.S. or the Food and Drug Administration or whatever, the FDA and all these places, you know, they've been telling you that moderate drinking is all healthy and good. And a woman that drinks a little bit, it makes her, you know, live longer and her blood pressure go down. And they tell you all these lies. Now they're literally admitting in USA Today that even moderate drinking is bad for your brain, Kurt. I find this an interesting headline because rarely does the mainstream press have the guts to take on the big alcohol, tobacco, whatever lobby. Government derives a ton of tax dollars from alcohol. I mean, you know, it's all good. Just know when to say when they say, and they, you know, they have this whole agenda to say, well, alcohol's bad if you get crazy and drink and drive. So don't drink and drive. Know when to say when, but alcohol's really good has been their idea forever. Now this just absolutely rains on that parade, Kurt, and tells the truth for a change.
Great point, Sam. And, you know, it's nice to even see, you know, the lamestream media, the guys coming out and saying that's the way it is, you know. And you've got these scientists, they say, have linked moderate or heavy drinking to early symptoms of memory loss. Duh. I'm just thinking, wow, you know, is this something new? They say, here's one more reason to think before you drink. Even a modest amount of booze might be bad for aging brains. Well, certainly not.
Every brain, Kurt, is aging.
Yeah.
Just so you know, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, but they want you to believe, hey, it's all good when you're young. You should just drink. You know, at some point at the magic age, you should be like, hey, think before you drink.
Yeah.
It's like, what? Mm-hmm. It's kind of like know when to say when. They're just trying to promote the alcohol industry, but forced to admit the truth. And they're kind of caught like a deer in the headlights, or a drunk in the headlights, about this. It's just amazing. But the story's quite fascinating, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a, I guess it's a British study, Sam. For the study, the lady and her colleagues examined three decades of records from 527 British civil servants who are part of a long-running health study. These volunteers, who are predominantly white middle-class men, took brief cognitive tests and recorded their drinking histories on multiple occasions. And of course, you know, that's going to be very accurate data because, I mean, guys that are drinking can keep really good records. This was all starting at the average age of 43, they say. The researchers brought the volunteers in for brain scans, repeated the brief cognitive tests, and administered a more extensive battery of memory and thinking tests. For the most part, they say light to moderate drinkers and abstainers, that means people that don't drink, performed similarly when they were matched for age, sex, education, social class, physical activity, smoking, and other factors. There was one exception, they say. Moderate to heavy drinkers showed more rapid declines on a language fluency test. The test gives people a minute to name as many words as they can, beginning with a particular letter. Then they did brain scans. They say the important caveat in this whole thing is this study is observational. So it cannot prove cause and effect. It's possible, they say, that frequent drinkers had other things in common that accounted for the brain and language changes. Yeah. Now they say U.S. guidelines recommend no more than one drink a day for women and two drinks a day for men. Those women ought to go to court against that. You know, I mean, that's just not fair. They say citing uncertain heart benefits and known risks, including traffic accidents. Oh, drinking and driving, violence, and a link with breast cancer. Many countries, they say, including the United Kingdom, recommend lower limits for men. we recommend lower limits, right, Sam?
Yeah, like zero.
Yeah, that's the limits we recommend.
That's how we roll. All right. Well, anyway, enough of that. All I'm telling you is they're finally admitting in mainstream press that even moderate drinking is bad for the brain. I hope that goes viral, but I doubt it will.
The state's going to keep selling that bad stuff for the brain, and then you watch in a little while they'll get sued because they provided bad stuff for the brain.
Good point. And then they'll say, nope, we got government immunity.
Yep, good point.
And by the way, I'm the guy that's going to tell you about that, but I got anonymity. I can't even tell you who I am because otherwise they'll, you know, ruin my world and career and life and everything else. Right now, Kurt, do you know what the leading cause of death for folks under 50 is?
Leading cause of death. So it wouldn't be IRS?
Oh, no. Even if it was the IRS, they wouldn't get the blame.
They wouldn't label it as that.
Oh, no, sir. So there's a new cause of death for folks under 50, and the New York Times is writing about this, just to, if you want the reference, and it's different than you might think. It used to be like, you know, heart attack or, right? Do you know what it is now, Kurt? No guesses?
I mean, is it just suicide?
No. No? That's growing, okay. For sure, sadly, but
yeah.
That's not it. It's drug...
Car wrecks?
Overdose.
Oh.
They say the opiate battle is so big now that drug overdoses are now the leading cause of death for people under 50, according to the New York Times. Now, I bring this up to say 90% of those drug overdoses, well, I shouldn't put a number. They'll barbecue me if I'm slightly wrong, so I don't know the number. A significant number of the people that are now addicted to drugs got on the drugs for legitimate, quote, legal or prescription reasons. And then oftentimes after they get hooked on prescription drugs, they then go out in the illicit or illegal drug world. And then the overdoses happen, Kurt. But we've really fueled this with doctors prescribing too many pain meds or too many opiates, etc. And now it's just got out of control and it's a leading cause of death for folks under 50. Thanks to the Food and Drug Administration. The folks that partner with big business to sell you alcohol. The same people that create the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. The same people that, okay, you just got an out-of-control government. Donald, drain the swamp. Shut down the BATF yesterday, would you please?
There's a related story, I think, that you could say is related to it. The ABC News 4 people have it, and the headline reads... Report, naked woman tried to get inside church, said Jesus was chasing her. Now, these are the same people that they would never have any time for, like, we ought to replace the Federal Reserve with, you know.
Well, she probably went to the school where there was no Ten Commandments, no Bible, and no prayer. Kurt.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Well, anyway, they say this naked woman attempted to get inside a Baptist church in Waterboro, South Carolina.
Because let me tell you what you do
Sunday
when Jesus
services.
Chases you. You run for to the Jesus' church for protection.
Because they say she believes someone was chasing her. According to an incident report from the county sheriff's office, the lady said Jesus was chasing her through the woods and trying to shoot her. The report states she also told deputies, get this part, this was kind of important, and I think they should have put this in the headline, but they didn't because they were trying to take down Jesus, if you ask me. But it says the deputy said she was also said she was smoking crack and taking Molly. What's Molly? I think I heard of that. It's some kind of drug.
Who knows? This is some illegal latest concoction, Kurt.
Anyway.
Her name's not Molly, is it? Because that would be really
no,
weird.
All right. No. But anyway, she was charged with, I never heard of this, but disturbance of worship service. I didn't even know that was a...
Heck yeah, buddy. There's a law about everything, my friend. Don't you know that by now?
Anyway, I was just kind of surprised, you know, that law she was,
Yeah, so what's the bottom line with that then, Kurt? See, that's a story they want to follow because...
Yeah, but, I mean, at least the bottom line for me is the mainstream media's got time to report a story like that with taking down Jesus in the headlines where they should have just
all right,
said...
Molly is ecstasy,
drug
Kurt.
okay, drug-fueled woman goes crazy, you know, or whatever like that, but that, you know, you have to read in the story to even find that. You know, I mean, that's just kind of the standard reporting, you know, of what the mainstream media does.
All right. I guess you got MD or... It's MDMA is the active ingredient in Molly and in ecstasy. And anyway, pretty bad stuff, Kurt. And they then ask, is the drug Molly addictive? How does Molly affect the brain? Is it safe to take Molly? What are the side effects of Molly? Well, the side effects are you might think Jesus is chasing you and you might get psychotic and run into a church for protection and then get arrested by the cops naked. Don't do any of that, folks. And this is the kind of stuff, it's just, are you kidding me? Yeah, so what you got is a new name for ecstasy called Molly, just weird new names for drugs or whatever, and there you go, Kurt. No, I don't know if they called it Molly because some chick named Molly, you know, I don't know. Now, by the way, the active ingredient in ecstasy and Molly, Kurt, is called MDMA, right? That was first originally developed for a medication to treat depression. See, this is the kind of stuff that I'm talking about. Most of the harder, more crazy drugs now are somehow related to either governments cultivating the drugs in foreign lands, then basically dumping them on American markets. And we learned that in the Bogue Rights era, by the way. We learned that with all kinds of testimony and Bill Clinton and the MENA Arkansas drug connection. The list goes on and on. But they're either foreign governments involved in creating drugs and dumping them on Americans, and or our pharmaceutical companies under the protection of your FDA doing the same thing. And then, you know, people get addicted. And we got a massive drug problem in America. The top or leading cause of death now, according to New York Times, is a death of for people under 50. The leading cause, drug overdose. Can't talk about God. I mean, you'd be a domestic threat if you did that. And know when to say when you're drinking. And then we look at that article we talked about, you know what, since we've taken prayer and Bible and the Ten Commandments out of schools, we've sure gotten in trouble. Now, Judge Roy Moore standing for liberty, and good for him. This nation shall endure. LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate to